One of my favorite series of books as a kid, and I think they may even still be published, are Little Golden Books. And they put out a few at Christmas. Maybe you'll recognize a couple of them, The Night Before Christmas. Obviously, you recognize the story, but the type of book. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But my favorite, by far, was a book called Santa's Toy Shop, Santa's Workshop. And in this book, the elves and Santa are hard at work making toys all year round, and Santa realizes he never has time to play with the toys, and Mrs. Claus, lo and behold, comes up with a great idea and says, well, why don't you stop at the last house that you visit on Christmas night, Christmas Eve, and play with the toys before you come home? So that is what he does. Santa goes in the last house, he plays with the toys before heading home. And then when he gets home to tell Mrs., he whispers in Mrs. Santa Claus's ear the name of the children's house that he stayed at to play with their toys. Oh, that, just hearing, telling that story again just takes me right back to childhood. Now, if you think about Santa Claus, I'm sure you would agree, Santa's mission is to bring joy to boys and girls all over the world by making toys, which he delivers on Christmas Eve. That is Santa's mission. And he has helpers to make these toys. Elves who work all year long in Santa's workshop at the North Pole, helping to ensure that Santa's mission can be fulfilled. And he has reindeer on foggy nights, Rudolph included, to pull his sleigh through the night sky. In fact, Santa depends on those elves and on those reindeer to fulfill his mission. And I dare say, if it were not for those elves and those reindeer, Santa's mission wouldn't succeed. Can I get an amen? Now, shifting gears a bit, we turn briefly to Scripture, specifically to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, obviously, is an iconic figure in Christianity. Go in practically any cathedral in the world, and you'll see her. She is prominent in stained glass windows. She's one of the most painted women in history. The Beatles even wrote a song about her. Well, our passage, the one that Jamie read, describes the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary and announcing some miraculous news, following which the pregnant Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth. We didn't read this part. And wherein Elizabeth offers her own song of praise. Remember, Elizabeth becomes the mother of John the Baptist. Mary offers her own. In fact, Mary's hymn has its own name. We call it the Magnificat, named after the first line of her song, "My soul magnifies the Lord." And Martin Luther, that great Reformation figure, when writing about the Magnificat, has Mary say, "I am only the workshop in which God operates. I am only the workshop in which God operates." So with those thoughts in mind, I invite you to reflect, consider this evening very briefly the following. One, God gives Mary a mission. When God chose to enter the world as one of us, a human being, God needed someone to help carry out his plan. So God sent an angel to Mary, and Gabriel said to Mary, and I paraphrase, "Mary, don't be afraid, but God's got something he needs you to do." And this is what it is. God gives Mary a mission. And God gives you and me a mission as well. Now, it may not be something quite as dramatic as that of Mary, but each one of us here has some mission which we are given by God. And one of the truths of life is that we become healthy and whole persons as we discover that mission. In the comings and goings of your daily experience, your daily existence, where are those places God is calling you? Where in the daily choices you make, at work, at home, at play, is God calling you to respond? Maybe your mission is something as grand as Mary's, going on a great venture adventure in service to God. But maybe your mission is a little more local. Maybe your mission at this point in your life is to be a friend to an unpopular kid at school. Maybe God is calling you to take care of an aging spouse or an aging parent or a developmentally challenged child. Maybe you are being called upon to support a family member or show tough love to a family member. You know, often it is our passion which leads to our mission. Bob loves sports and found his mission founding a summer sports camp for disadvantaged kids. God plants within each human heart longings to help. Some are drawn to helping kids with broken homes. Some are drawn to help persons with grief in having lost a loved one. Barbara has raised 3 children of her own. She thought she was done. Then she discovered Amy, a child with no parents. And she felt God was calling her to raise this child. It became her mission. God gave Mary a mission. God gives to you and me a mission. What is your mission at this stage in your life? And secondly and finally, Mary's response advances the kingdom, advances God's mission. Remember Santa and his elves and the reindeer? How Santa depends on his elves and reindeer to fulfill his mission? How if they don't do what they are called to do, if they are negligent in their duty, Santa's mission fails? But when Gabriel visits Mary and gives her a mission, she could have said no. In fact, I've sometimes wondered if Mary was the first and only girl Gabriel approached for this mission. Mary could have said no. She had the same free will as you and I do. But Mary said yes to God, thereby allowing God's work to be done through her, thereby advancing the kingdom according to God's plan. Well, might there be a parallel between Santa's mission of making toys being fulfilled by the good work of the elves and the advancement of God's kingdom being fulfilled by those God created and blessed and told to be fruitful and to multiply and to fill the earth? Have you thought about it that way? One might even say that God needs you and me to be ones through whom God's work is done. Indeed, if we don't fulfill our mission, then the kingdom is not advanced, and God's dream and hope for creation is thwarted. So friends, on this Christmas Eve, I invite you to remember, God gives everyone a mission. You, me, this church, everyone. And our response is important as it serves to advance God's mission. You know, the one whose birth we celebrate was the supreme example of being the workshop through whom God operated. And this Jesus, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, still lives today. He lives as you and I, as the church, become the workshop through which Christ works to feed the hungry, care for the sick and infirm, tend to aging and young alike, thereby bringing joy, peace, hope, and love, justice in a world starving for good news. So surely you join me in singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, not only on Christmas Eve, but always. Amen.